or drink too much or something like that, and it comes back up, you
throw up or vomit.
Okay. Are there any terms that are considered more crude or something for that?
I'm sure there is, but those are the two that I kind of use.
Okay. And what if somebody dies, you might have more polite, maybe you wouldn't say so-and-so died, you might say they
passed away.
Okay. Is that something you commonly use?
Mm-hmm. Well, now recently I've been, when I write thank you notes, sympathy notes. I use the term make the transition, but I wouldn't use it on, because most of the people wouldn't identify with that. But these are more people that I've known all my life who are starting to die, you know, and their families. And I think I say, I'm sorry to hear so and so's passing. So I pass away. Okay.
What about sort of making light of somebody you didn't know or didn't like or something if they died?
Dropped in. I wouldn't say that I didn't know or didn't like.
Mm-hmm.
They just died.
Okay. What about any places that you've heard of around here that might be haunted or something? Are there stories about any particular houses or something?
Like as a child, we would just call it the haunted house. You know, an old home across the street growing up that's no longer there, I thought was haunted because it was just old and weathered. But they really weren't. Okay. My partner's got a few of her deceased ancestors in her home who make their appearance every now and then.
What does she call them?
Well, I've been over there and heard them. I guess we just call them the ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits.
Okay. What kind of noises do they make?
Well, sometimes they laugh.
Wow.
I never forget one night we were over there and we were all laughing and we quit laughing and something kept laughing. It was real. Anyway.
How about different terms for the devil?
It's interesting times right now in this valley because there's this real fundamental element and like a... Okay, let me give you a different term for the devil. I'm getting off the track. Lucifer. The devil is probably the word to come.
Okay. I imagine there's quite a clash.
Like somebody offering yoga classes and having a Buddha on a poster being called satanic.
Is there any kind of violence?
No. But this woman and this minister did get together for a dialogue, which is real interesting, and they both came away understanding each other. He realized she was Christian and her beliefs and everything, and she realized why he was doing this. I think it was an awareness gained.
Mm-hmm. How did they happen to get together?
They organized it. I think the woman and a friend of hers called the minister, and the friend knew the minister,
okay,
and set up the interview.
Okay. I know there's some groups that try to